Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Good morning. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being here today. Thank God to see this beautiful morning. And most of all, I truly thank God for my husband, Pastor Cornelius Crankfield Sr. And I truly thank God for those who have ears to hear, get a chance to listen to this radio broadcast. I truly thank God for allowing me to be here in this beautiful day to share the good word of Him. Praise God. This morning, I would like to say a prayer, and I truly thank God for His word. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for all that you are to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. I truly thank you for your mercy and your grace. I truly thank you for you are my Lord and Savior. Father God, bless your people today. Those who are sick in the body, those who are depressed, and those who are hurt. Father God, I know you are able to heal. You are able to listen. You are able to bring joy into their lives. And Father God, we thank you for you are making us to be what you want us to be through your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, body, soul, and spirit. Let us enhance you, Lord. Let us embrace you. Let us receive all that you say your word is to us. And Father, we ever give you the glory. We ever give you the praise. For you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We ever thank you. We ever give you the glory. We ever appreciate you for all what you are doing for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen. I truly thank God for blessing, like I said, to be here today. This morning, I would like to go into the book of Daniel, the 11th chapter, starting at the 32nd verse. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatterers. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. God is going to raise up a people who will do the mighty works for him. These are the people that will be strong and do great exploits. What do it mean by great exploits? Doing the things that his disciples did when they were with Jesus. And Jesus said, we'll do the work just like he did while he was on this earth. It's going to be a great explosion, praise God, that people are going to experience. They're going to be exposed of the great and mighty power of God in these last days. People are going to see miracles really happen. People who are despair will come out of despair. Some people will be coming out of the caves. Some will be coming out of the valleys. Some will be coming out of the mountains. Oh, praise God. Those who are despair, praise God, are going to be inspired, praise God, by the mighty move of God, the great exploit. These people will be coming out of the grave, out of their grave clothes, praise God, receiving the mighty power of God. Because those are people right among us are dry, praise God. They are drawn up. They are so dry in the spells because they figure that there is no hope. But there is going to be hope because it's going to be a great outpouring upon his people who are going to receive the mighty move of God in these last days. Oh, yes, the mighty move of God. So we are in that day, my dear brothers and sisters, a great exploit. Now, let me go into more of it. And Daniel say, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. And I truly thank God for his word that we're going to come into that place. Praise God that we're going to be instructed by God, by instruction that he placed upon us. Now I want to go into the book of 1 John the third chapter, starting at the 7th verse. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, Jesus came on this earth for a purpose and for a reason. First of all, to let people know who he was and what he is to us now. And I thank God. He came on this earth to let us to recognize him, to bring forth the manifestation. We are the ones are bringing forth the manifestation. Do you not know God is waiting for us to really bring forth the manifestation? And a lot of times we think that we're waiting on God, but God really waiting on us to manifest the manifestation of his Son, Jesus Christ. So that's the reason why I thank God, while he was on this earth, he was manifesting the glory of his Father, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yes, he manifests the Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That same God that Jesus manifests, praise God, to let people know where he came from. I was not sent, but I was sent by my Father. And Jesus letting us know that he was a witness, a testimony of his Father. And so that's why Jesus had to come, praise God, to deliver us out of the hand of Satan, to deliver us out of his trap, because Jesus said he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And his job was to destroy God's people. Jesus' purpose was for to destroy the works of Satan. But we as a people of God need to recognize and to discern the move of God, to discern the things around you, because sisters and brothers, we are in the last day. We are in the book of Revelation. But we need to learn to discern the Lord than ever before. And for this purpose, like I read, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Do you not know God wants to manifest the sons of God? Yes. He wants to manifest us because we are to be the sons of God to bring forth the manifestation than ever before. Praise God. To bring forth deliverance that people know that God still exists. And I truly thank God. So I'm going to read on in the 9th verse. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed, keep in mind, seed, the holy seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Who are you talking about? Jesus. When Jesus was on this earth, Jesus had no sin because he came from the Father. Oh, I thank God. He came from the Father. So we that is born again, rebirth, praise God, reconditioned, redesigned, praise God, by the Almighty God, that we are that seed, we should not have no sin. Because Jesus took sin upon himself. So we are to be that holy people with no spots, no blemish, but become that kingdom that God wants us to be. That's why Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God is right here, my dear brothers and sisters. But we got to be that holy seed because God is holy and he wants his people to be holy. See, it's going to be a remnant. Oh, praise God. That strong people, that's that remnant. Who going to do great exploit, that's that remnant. And we know what is a remnant. A remnant is a small segment, praise God, small group. A small segment ain't worth nothing, praise God. It's just like a woman when she buy a piece of remnant cloth, praise God. Sometimes they use it to make a small pillow or they might make something small. But one thing about it, that remnant that God talking about, that remnant some people don't care much for, that's who God used. That remnant is going to be a strong people who will do great exploit. Now, but it says here, In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteous, is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, we got to learn how to love our brothers and sisters. We got to learn to love the one who don't look like us, don't have the same complaint, don't talk like us, but we got to learn to love our brothers and sisters. Whether they not fellowship in your ministry, whether they don't fellowship, don't believe in the same thing you believe in, but we are to love one another. And I truly thank God for the parable Jesus gave about the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan, praise God, was not part of the Jewish line, praise God, but he had a heart for people. And when he saw this man beat up, messed up, pray, he took that man and put him on his beast, and not only that, took the money out of his pocket to accommodate him, that he will get what he need, and told the innkeeper, whatever you do, do what you have to do. When I come back, I will pay you for taking care of this man. Now, what person could you find who will do something like that? Now, we're supposed to be the children of God. We're supposed to do the things that Jesus said. So we learn something when we read the parable. We learn something when we understand where the master come from, when the Lord is teaching us. That's why I say we got to have a teachable spirit so we can listen to what God is telling us. You know, so I truly thank God for his word today, that we need to learn how to love our brothers and sisters, regardless how they look, how they talk, how they act, whatever. We ought to love them. The Lord said, love your enemy. So we got to learn to love our brother, because John said this, praise God. He say, marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding him. So we got to learn how to love our neighbor who lives next door to you. We got to learn how to love him or her, and to appreciate that, God, I thank you that I have your love, so I learn how to love others. Because we can't trust our love, but we could trust the Almighty God love. So my brothers and sisters, we are in these last days. We are to learn to love regardless whatever. But one thing about it, we got to be the children that God is calling for, that we don't have no spots, no wrinkles. Because you have a little spot, a little wrinkle, they will keep you from getting into the kingdom of God. So let's walk the walk and let's talk the talk. But one thing about it, make sure that you don't have no spots, no wrinkle, but you will do what God tells you according to his word. And one thing about it, long we keep his commandment, what is that? To love. And I truly thank God. May God teach us how to love in these last days. May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Springfield, an outreach ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.